Bill carried in the tea things. His hands shook a bit, so the two dainty cups rattled in their saucers. Sometimes his shakes were so bad that the lid of the pot rattled too, beneath the thick woolen cozy. Bill hated that his hands shook, but in all the years he'd made tea for Mary, he'd never spilled a drop. Mary stood in the dining room, watching the storm through the window. Beyond the thin glass, rain battered down the flowerbeds and roses. The wind seethed and howled round the apple tree, its ancient branches creaking. The sound sent a shiver through Bill. He quickly placed the tea tray on the table. Mary turned from the window. She was a small, bright-eyed woman of 71, a handkerchief stuffed in the sleeve of her cardigan. She nodded at the plate on the tray.
"The doctor said I shouldn't have biscuits."
Bill shrugged.
"That doctor doesn't know everything," he said. "You don't have to have one."
"You can't have them all to yourself," pouted Mary. "Now come on, give over, let me."
He knew better than to get in her way. So while she took charge of the tea, he moved over to the window, gazing out on the gloom and grey. It felt good to be warm and indoors with a storm outside. At least it ought to have felt good. But something troubled Bill. He could just make out a sound like grinding teeth out there in the dark.